The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
With NIC Cleaning Services, making headline news with the cleanest offices in town.
So, Sarah, we're here at the Yorkshire Business Market doing our news desk today with NIC Cleaning. It's been a great day today, hasn't it? We've had so many great guests on the show. We're going to hear from some of them now. We're going to hear from Brian Dunsby first, Sarah. Just before we hear from Brian, your thoughts on the day today?
It's totally exceeded my expectations, both in terms of the quality and the quantity of visitors that we've had. It's been absolutely fantastic.
Now let's hear what Brian had to say.
It's worked well. The crowds are here, no doubt about it. I'm told they had to put more chairs into the room for Ruth's lecture.
Brilliant.
So, yes, the aisles are full. The car parks are overflowing. So they've turned out in numbers to come and do their business in the Yorkshire Business Market.
So the day started today with Gary Verity, Sir Gary Verity, officially opening the Yorkshire Business Market for 2016. And after he did that, Sarah, he came and spoke to us, didn't he? And you gave him a bit of a grilling today.
Well, I just thought, he gets interviewed all the time. What sort of questions can I come up with that are more interesting?
Have a listen to this.
And for you personally, Gary, what motivates you to get out of bed of a morning?
Oh, listen, there's a very, very simple adage. Every day above ground is a good day.
That's fabulous.
I do
love
that
ethos. I've just got one more question, actually, Gary. You've got children. You still run a sheep farm, is that
right? Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
What's the most difficult managing? Sheep, kids, or your team?
Well, on the basis the sheep probably aren't listening to this, I think we'll say the sheep.
Oh, they are. Everybody listens. Don't forget, we cover the Dales.
So, Sarah, during the day, there was lots of different seminars that were happening, lots of different people coming to speak to us. One of them was Jay Allen, who's written the book Battlefield to Boardroom. He was inspirational, wasn't he, when he was speaking to us, his journey.
Yeah, I love Jay. I mean, one of the things that he talked about was all the proven, he's got 10 proven ways of how to avoid mediocrity for a company. And his number one tip was all about mindset. So I totally get that.
And here's what he had to say about that.
In order to be able to achieve something different, we have to be willing to do something different. And that's often to do with thinking differently about how to be able to make money. You see, the majority of business owners will spend most of their time in the business doing the doing, what I call the busyness of business, without actually looking up and around for the new alternatives and opportunities that are out there. So many people are striving to be able to achieve what they think is their little baby that they need to cradle. Well, if we could treat a business like we treat our own kids, when they're first born, we need to look after them and cradle them. But then we need to help them develop. We need to stand back every now and again and watch them as they fall over and graze the knees. And then encourage them to learn how to do what they need to do themselves. And eventually encourage them to flee the nest and become their own person. Well, if we could adapt the same mindset that we do for kids, that we do to business, and instead of continually treating it as this little business, actually turn it into a well-oiled machine.
Sarah, this year it was all about digital here at the Yorkshire Business Market, and we've had top guests including Google and also Microsoft as well. We're going to hear from Daniel from Microsoft in just a second, but it really was something that is key to business that they've really taken on this year here at the Yorkshire Business Market. Digital, isn't it?
I just think it's absolutely critical that we all understand, and it doesn't matter. The one thing I thought he really got across to us today was that if you're a small to medium business, you're probably more likely to be targeted. So it's really interesting stuff and some sound advice from him, what to do, where to go for advice.
I'm talking to Daniel. Here is his top tips for digital security.
So first of all, we think it's about getting the right technology. And we're in a world where cyber threats and these risks are changing by the day. So it's really important, and perhaps more important than ever before, to have a technology platform that is moving with the times and that's innovating and that's really helping businesses minimise the risk of these things. And that's absolutely what we're all about at Microsoft. So the right technology is the first thing. The next piece is around people. And how are we helping people be more responsible with how they're using technology? And actually, a lot of security breaches are often due to employees either losing data or losing devices or not having secure passwords. So, you know, whilst we can have amazing technology, it's about how do we train the people and how do we get them thinking differently about IT and protection and really doing their bit.
So we've met so many people today and learnt so much and been able to share so much information that we're going to be sharing a bit more of it later on in the show, aren't we? What was your highlight just before we look at the rest of the day?
I think one of the highlights that for me was to see lots of key women in business really coming to the fore and doing fantastic seminars. So we had Jackie Hall from CNG, we had Ruth from obviously known for The Apprentice, and we also had Zoe, who's a people life coach as well, as well as all the great speakers. But for that, for me, they were the best.
Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.